you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is something I've never seen before, John.
I was like, are you gonna hate me or hate it?
I mean, listen, I wrote on your Instagram, I said, what's happening with the hair? Like, I've never seen you be so.
So what?
But can I see it down?
No, this is the thing.
Can you send me a private photo later?
Would look like without this?
Yeah.
I mean, this, I just need to get off right at the top. Like, I cannot take my fucking hair right now. And it is so long. And whenever I get out of the shower, and if I just let it dry, it's so long, it's like in my eyes.
This might be your Rafael Nadal look, sweetie. This might be your Rafa. This is like gay chic.
I mean, it's just honest to God. And I will tell you, it's changed my whole day. I haven't had it in my hair. I'm not fussing with my hair. I was able to work and not worry about it.
Welcome to being a woman, sweetie.
I know. Listen, I have total respect for women with long hair now.
Wear a pigtail holder all the time.
See? Yes. You know what this is? This is going to make you laugh, too. Do you remember Silly Bands?
Do I ever remember Silly Bands? Of course.
That's what's up. For those of you who might be listening to this episode rather than watching our Instagram live, my hair is in a, like, I don't even know, a top pony is what I'm calling it.
So you wore a Silly Band that's purple. I wore something purple, yes. Not black like it wore last week. And it's my sweatshirt of a sloth riding a Clydesdale.
Right, because obviously that's what you would be doing right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, what else am I going to wear? It's like black or bust. And then I found this.
I know. I'm just in a plain old tee. But yeah, I like your shirt. Where did you get that?
My friend RJ bought it for me for my birthday a couple years ago.
Very cute. Very cute. Well, now that we have the man bun out of the way.
People are loving your hair.
Are they good? I don't care. I'm thankful, but I was like, I don't.
I actually think it's hot. I think it's like.
There's something about it, right?
If I was into men.
Right.
Maybe, you know, like.
Yeah.
Ooh, not into men, but Darren. Yes. I know. Well,
Darren. Whoa. This isn't Andy's Love Connection show. Let's be honest.
No, it's not.
Was a love connection made? I don't know.
And Kenna Woodside says, John, you're glowing.
Am I glowing?
I look shiny.
It's all good light. It's just the good lighting. I've figured out my lighting situation, which is good. Although, what do you think about, should I buy one of those like little like ring lights that you can like attach to like a... Is that what you have? Right. You have a ring light.
I have it for my show, but it's
I was like, going to say, you have like the big one that's like for your actual work. I'm talking about like a little one.
They're good for like recording in your house for what you have.
Right. Okay.
The hair is like, I don't know.
Is it too much? Do you hate it? Or is it distracting?
It's distracting in a way that like you never change your routine. But let me just say this.
That's true. I don't.
I have short-ish hair, kind of. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to need a cut eventually. But I understand that women can get away with it being longer, maybe. You know, if it was like 3 inches longer. Yeah. But isn't it also easier for you to kind of like cut it yourself?
Oh my God, you don't even want to see what would happen if I
tried
to cut
it myself. Are you around anyone that could cut it for you? Because
I was thinking that there might be some people, but it's like, I hate to say this because this is going to sound so snooty, but where I live, like, the people that cut hair here just do it in a different way. And
I like to get getting a little shady on your hometown.
I am being a little shady. Listen, all I'm going to say is
what way do they cut your hair?
I'll just say, like, I have a barber in New York City that I love, and everything is just perfect about it, and I love him. His name is Tyler. He might even be watching. He's my friend on Instagram.
Shout out to Tyler. I mean, we all know Tyler, am I right?
Yes. Well, yes. Yes, that's right. We all know Tyler. And, you know, I just want to stick to him. And I did check in with him to make sure he's okay, because he's one of those service industries that, like, got, you know, he's not making any money because no one can be out cutting their hair. So we mentioned that before. I want to say that again. Check in with your hairstylist, guys.
Your ponytail right now, your top bun, makes you look like you should be on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Like, you look fine. Like you know what you're talking about when you wear it. Like, you're into that.
Oh, I do.
And I'm, like, into it.
Okay, well, thanks. It looks like a little, like firework. On top of my head, on top of my head.
Maddie Zach says, I'm hammered and just saw you two were on and almost cried. Maddie Zach, let us know what you're drinking, because we'll drink with you.
Yeah. John, are you drinking?
I'm drinking out of your cup. I'm so colorful and matchy.
I love it. You're very, like, gay, too.
Oh, well.
Just like the rainbow, the rainbow cup, the sloth on a magical, like,
I don't want to offend anyone, but I am homosexual.
This is a gay This is a gay Instagram.
I'm drinking a vodka soda.
Like, I'm having straight bourbon. Yeah.
Hold on.
I know.
Hold the phone.
I know. You
your
might be surprised.
Your hair's in a top bun, and you're drinking straight bourbon with no flavor.
No, it is brown sugar bourbon, by the way.
I was going to say, it's not maple, and of course, like, it's, but I'm.
It's really good.
Can I see you drink? I'm shook. Let's cheers.
Yes, let's cheers. Cheers, bitch, to everybody in the chat. I will say it burns my whole body when I drink it.
Okay.
I'm happy with that.
Oh, I didn't put in headphones. Do I need to put in headphones?
No, you don't have to. You sound really good. I just put them in because I wanted to make sure I could hear perfectly.
John, we really see the Funkos in the back.
I know. I'm back in my haunted house. Long story. Back in my haunted house. I'm not doing anything against the rules, but I am back in my haunted house. And I have this bookshelf with these old, like, curtains that have just been here forever. And it has a lot of my... Oh, you know what I have? Hold on, Darren. Stand by. Vamp for the fans for one moment.
Okay, I feel like we don't even need to vamp because we're all watching you get something from your shelf. So there's no vamping involved.
Well, sorry, but yes. There's lots of Funkos and all my old stuff. I actually did an Instagram Live earlier this week that was, like, looking at all my shit that I have on this bookshelf that's been in here for forever.
How did I miss that?
I know. How did you? just a bunch of my old stuff. But this was given to us by our friend Megs at one of our, I think it was our Boston show. Yeah. Is this backwards? Can you see it?
Is
it backwards? Okay. It's a Martinis.
But I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I just don't know if the fans know what you're talking about.
It's the Martinis and Murder drinking game, and it's backwards. Megs gave this to us, and we're going to get to your questions in a second. You can put your questions in the question box down below, and then we'll bring them up on the screen. Do you want to see what the drinking game is for tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Martinis and Murder drinking game.
Okay.
Take a sip if John says that's a good point, which I wouldn't do that.
You probably have, because I say good points all the time.
That's true. And
so I'm taking a drink.
This is good for Sunday's episode. Take a sip if Darren swears. I feel like you've sweared a couple times already. You have to have so far.
I mean, if I'm not swearing every 5 minutes, it's not me.
I love the next one that says someone insults Matt, and in the chat our friend Chelsea says Matt stop being a loser. So take a sip.
I haven't even mentioned Matt once, and I feel like that's the best compliment I could give him.
Right. Okay, take a swig if Tersh Byrne is said.
Okay.
If Dan, your wife is here, is said, which we did on the last one.
We did on the last one.
Matt interrupts, which won't be happening on this program tonight.
Yeah, I didn't want to see a whole tour of his, like, graveyard house.
The amount of comments I got last week after our live thing, I was like, they were like, is that really his place? I was like, I guess. I don't want to ask questions. take a swig if Megan chimes.
I guess. I don't know. He's my boss.
I don't
boss.
Know. I don't Ask know. Him.
I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to. Yeah, he's my boss. I'm not trying to get into it. Take a swig if Megan chimes in. We wish Megan could chime in, but maybe she's in the chat like she was last week.
I hope.
Oh, Darren talks in her baby voice.
Well, of course I will. Why not?
That's amazing. John mentions his allergies.
That's
it's that time
second.
Of year, folks.
Yes. It's What time of year is that? Meaning living in a year is that time of year? Because you're mentioning this, you're like, that time of year? I'm like, it's summer. That time of year.
I know.
It's fall.
Listen, let me live my life, okay?
Okay, I'm letting it happen, Top Bun.
The last one for swigging is if Matt is late to the podcast, which it looks like he's in here, so it looks like he's
fine. Also, well, this is probably old now, but he said, I don't believe that huge glass of bourbon, John, and I'm drinking water.
What? What do you, oh, he doesn't believe that I'm drinking it? I know. And I drank a little bit before we started, too, because I was, like, ready to it. Matt says bourbon kills allergies. I think he's right.
I think it's more vodka, because that has, like, actual alcohol in it, but maybe bourbon.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so finish your drink. These are the last couple.
Minutes. Wait, do you not have AirPods, John? Because someone told everyone... you about Humble King, and I think that's amazing.
Hold on. I have AirPods, by the way. But let me tell you this. I was looking through the chat last week and like a couple people kept being like, I can't believe John doesn't have AirPods.
Well, because you're so snobby with the
whole thing. I have AirPods, but something happened. I don't know if they got sweaty from like the gym or something, but like I can't use the microphone part of it, so I can hear them perfectly, but my microphone doesn't work. Finish your drink if John says the P word. That's not virus. It's this one that you might know backwards.
I know it. Please. I know that word.
Darren, you know that one.
Yes.
Finish your drink. If Darren is nice to Matt, which that you won't be drinking in that case.
No. I have no interest in being nice to Matt.
And then if Matt reveals his identity. So that was a fun. These are fun games to play.
You know, you can like Zoom bomb. I'm glad we can't.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm glad he can't do that right now.
So, anyway, there's also a part two, but we'll save that for, like, next week so that we're not doing too much at once.
Okay.
Okay.
Too much at once. You know,
but please drink responsibly, guys. What?
This is lame and not interesting, but I just noticed in my ring light, when you Clorox wipe your phone and then there's, like, a weird film on it and it looks dirty, but it's not, and it just,
Clorox or Lysol, which by the way, this is the same can, just as for everyone in the chat. They should come
for
up
your
with,
welcome squirts or what?
Yes, exactly. Welcome squirts
all around.
Oh God, is that getting in my drink? they should make Clorox or Lysol wipes that are like electronic wipes because that's what everyone wants to use them for at work, at least, you know, like. Yeah. So that the residue goes away. You know what I mean?
Don't say residue on our.
I know, maybe residue.
Please don't say residue. I'm good on saying residue for the rest of the time here.
Did everybody listen to Milkshakes and Magic? Let us know in the comment section if you did, with like some kind of like magic emoji if you've been listening to it.
Yeah.
It was such a fun. Were you at that one? I'm trying to remember. You were at this one.
Oh yeah, with the
trolls.
Knife. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
I don't miss everything, John. Just like you know.
Were you at, no, you were at all of them, I think, actually, right? I'm just forgetting. It was a while ago. I'm forgetting. I'm sorry.
No, I think I missed one.
Yeah.
I think I missed one, but there are people that are saying they watched it, so that's good.
Good. Thanks, guys. Let's get to some questions, Darren, since everyone's going crazy in the chat.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Let's see. Sorry. It's like they're so
small. Oh, my God.
Small.
I'm so excited for the case this week.
Let's tell them before we even
let me just also questions. Say that when we do our outline for the show, usually John has his bullets so we know where to go in blue and he puts mine in red.
That's right.
And I just went on the dock and the entire thing is red. And I was like, oh my goodness.
But that's only because I started typing in red and then it was just staying in red. But they're just my notes, by the way.
We are discussing now, John, have you caught up? With it? Have you watched it?
I am just starting the very last episode. By the way,
guys, we're talking Tiger King. I can't believe, finally, you watch TV for me that isn't Golden Girls.
By the way, my TV is on. Has that been on the whole time?
I don't know, because your head was there. People in the chat have to watch this again, because if that went on...
Well, I just noticed it, and I'm like, maybe it was
on. I didn't notice it before. Is it... Can you guys let us know if it was on before?
I'm kind of scared if it was off. Alexa, turn my TV off. I'm just turning
it off. Wait, was it on?
I don't know, but it's off now. Was it on?
Did we witness like a real haunting?
People are saying yes, it was on. The TV's been on the whole time, but nothing was on it. So why was it on? Back to the main thing we're saying. Tiger King. Yes, I just started the last episode. I'm so excited. It has been a roller coaster.
What did I say? I said it was a toothless gay love story. Did I not?
You did say that. That's true.
And it is that.
It's just, I don't want to give too much of my opinion away because I do want to save it for the episode so you guys will listen. It's just been a lot for me. Let's just put it that way.
Triggering?
No, not necessarily triggering, but like every scene is like a different emotion. And I'm just like, I mean, you have like the human emotion, the animal emotion.
I don't want to say like, anything on here because I think a lot of, and I've done research on this, but I haven't read our points that we're going to get to tomorrow just yet, that I feel like a lot of the discussion is going to be Carol Baskin for obvious reasons. And I will say, I just saw someone on Twitter post O.J. Simpson on Twitter saying, oh, Carol Baskin definitely killed her husband. And then someone wrote back, thank God an expert can weigh in, which I thought was great.
Wow. I just want to mention, Maggie in the chat said, I know John's not at his apartment because he would never have those curtains. That's true, Maggie. Thank you. I don't know what this print is that my family has put in my haunted house. Okay, Darren, let's get to some questions. Tiger King is coming on Sunday.
This is
from my friend Carla. She says, Darren, do you like your look with or without freckles?
I like both, but I like both.
That's that.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I think my freckles really come out when it's warm and when I go into the sun. And they really have come out lately, like especially here. I'm not quite sure why.
I'm noticing that now too. Yeah.
My dad, I think I've told the story. He was like, you have freckles like 6 months ago. And I was like, Dad, I'm 31. Have you not noticed this? Like,
I'll tell you, my friend Carla asked this question and she has freckles and you're both beautiful.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You know what's great about you is, like, I remember this one time you came in, like, without any makeup whatsoever on. And I was like, oh, my God, like, your freckles are gorgeous. Like, you really have a beautiful kind of complexion.
Oh, for that photo shoot?
Where I was like,
I'm just going to do this without makeup. It was, like, the last one that we did because I didn't put makeup on for people. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll just do this without makeup. And I was like, I look horrible. You were like, you were very sweet.
Oh, thank you. I'm just trying to find another one. Oh, here, this is one I wanted to address.
Can you say hi to Brian Hu? Brian Hu's in here again.
Hi, Brian Hu.
Yeah.
Who came into our last one? Oh, Joey Sasso from The Circle was in.
Yes, he did. Love him.
I was just watching one of his lives.
Thank you, Kristen Danielle. Okay, John, did you get Animal Crossing? Which I feel like I saw this. This is part of the drinking game because I feel like you're going to mention that it relates to Pokemon Go and I'm already over it.
Kind of. No, it is. It doesn't really. It's a different game that's on the Switch. Last week, I think I was debating about getting it and I actually did end up buying it. So yes, I did get Animal Crossing. It's new to me, Darren, so I've never played it before.
What kind of game is it? Because it sounds not riveting.
Well, it's actually, it's one of those weird games that, like, everybody I know plays and loves, and I, like, kind of didn't know that, the people that have, like, a Nintendo Switch, I should say. It's like, I don't know how to say it. It's like, you know, The Sims is, like, a simulation type of game?
Yeah.
Where, like, you build a world. It's very similar to that, but think of it more like a Nintendo-ized version of it, where, like, you build your own island, you can go to your friend's island. Cool. Yeah, you can
is
go to your friend's
island. Is it animals or people, or both?
Well, you start out as yourself, but then everyone that villagers that live on your island are, like, animals, and it's really cute.
Someone, Marianne Hay, said freckles are angel kisses.
Oh, that's cute.
I thought that was cute.
That is very cute. Sorry, one second. Some of you are putting inappropriate questions in here.
Oh, let's ask those.
No. You definitely cannot ask that one. If there's one that's inappropriate, but like, you know, we could put it
but
in
your,
here.
But your level of inappropriateness is different than my level.
No, I'll be a little bit fine about it. I'll be fine.
Oh, this one's scandalous.
Yeah.
What's your favorite meal you've cooked in quarantine?
My favorite meal the only meal I've cooked in quarantine is like pasta. Like, I don't know how to cook shit. So it's been tough. I wanted to use this time to like learn how to cook because when better than now? Girl with no job is in here saying hi to you, by the way.
Oh my God. I miss you. Claudia Oshry. Hi, Claudia. I miss you.
So for me, it's just been pasta and like Eggo waffles. What about you?
I haven't really been cooking that much, to be fair.
Have you been ordering out and delivering and stuff?
I bought a lot of groceries, and I'm also just kind of, like, a nosher.
Yeah, me too. I'm the same.
You haven't cooked that salmon yet, John?
Oh my God, no, I haven't.
I mean, the fact that you couldn't cut the salmon last week. Right? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't get over it. I was like, it's literally a butter knife.
Well, listen, it was like, it was so much salmon. You know what I mean? That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay. Let's bring up another question.
I've made a lot of omelets, though, I will say that.
Omelets. Omelets are good. They're easy and quick and delicious.
Kimstagram 729 asks, Backstreet Boys are NSYNC. NSYNC. Sorry. Definitive. I'm putting the gavel on that.
This is tough because I did love me some NSYNC more at the time.
Who have hotter men back then? I'm not talking JT now. I'm talking JT 2003 Frosted Tips.
Well, JT. I like JT now. Back then, I didn't love the
Everyone likes
of
JT
Noodles
now. Hair. That's not the point. You have to go with like Lance Bass circa 03. Like we have to talk about, oh my God. Matt just goes, tonight I cook braised salmon with fresh dill, asparagus, with melted Asiago cheese and a simple salad. What basic Bon Appetit recipe did you look up and then pretend to make, man?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Can I tell you what happened the other day? I was on a social distancing walk with my friends. We were very far apart, almost shouting to each other. And we were talking about lasagna. Like, we were just, like, really craving lasagna. Oh, my God. Lasagna, lasagna, lasagna.
Garfield. Okay.
Okay. Right. Exactly. I was just obsessing over it. Got in my car to leave, and I got a push notification from the Tasty app, which is, like, the BuzzFeed, like, their food vertical. Mm-hmm. Push notification.
Matt just called me a bitch. He's canceled. Keep going.
Push notification. Lasagna, lasagna, lasagna. Here's all your lasagna recipes you would want. I was like, oh my God. Okay. That is not a coincidence.
I told you, dude. They're listening to us.
Although I just realized maybe I looked up a lasagna recipe and that's why they did that.
Well, anyway, then.
Check out the chats. Make sure see what people are saying in there while I look through some of these.
Someone's asking if we're allowed to sing on here because.
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know. Because if we're replaying it for a podcast, can we sing it?
I think we can sing it on here, but not when we put it in the podcast feed. So we might have to ask Megan to, like, edit.
Okay. Well, you guys don't want to hear me sing anyway.
Maggie says, are y'all showering often? Be honest. And I really wanted to bring this up, and here's why. Yes, I am showering.
If your hair is any indication.
I am showering more, maybe more than normal. And for anybody who's trying to say they haven't showered in 3 days, you have absolutely no reason not to be showering if you're quarantining at home. There should be more showering happening in the world,
also,
right?
I enjoy showering. Like,
me too.
I enjoy feeling clean. I shower every day.
I know. I've been Marco Poloing. Do you know what that is, Marco Polo?
Yeah, you've explained this to me before, what the kids are doing these days.
Yeah. And one of my friends was like, well, anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. I haven't showered in 3 days. And I'm like, that's not normal or okay.
Yeah, I just feel like it wouldn't make me feel good to sit and to stew in your own filth. Like,
ugh.
Also, like, I know, like, if I haven't washed my hair in a day, like, I feel it. I don't know if you get that, John, because you have short hair, but, like, maybe now. But it's like, I cannot. So I shower every single day. I don't shower any more than I normally would, though. I keep it the same. I'm a once a day type of gal.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, we're getting to the hard-hitting questions now.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos are my favorite thing ever. Outside of Takis, Flamin' Hots have got to be up there. Those two have got to be two.
I'm not a big Cheetos person, but like, yeah, I do love me some Flamin' Hot ones.
I'm surprised. Do you like spicy food, John?
Sometimes. I like Mexican spicy food. Yeah.
Naomi Odell, Darren Jones, favorite challenge member.
I meant to say I was going to watch this and then I forgot.
Naomi, of all time, of this season, like, there's people that I hate that I never want to see win, but I like when they're on the show. God, that's really hard. I mean, some of the news right now, I hate Bear. I always think he's just so obnoxious. I can't wait for him to leave. He's been okay this season, but we're only two episodes in. But yeah, Bear, just, he's so obnoxious, but at the same time, he makes it fun to watch because he's so obnoxious. And I love someone to hate. But I just interviewed Jay Starrett from The Challenge, the guy who won the first episode. So he's the only one eligible in the first episode. I won't tell you what happened in the second episode to be available to win $1 million. I've already seen the second episode, which is why I can't say who.
Right, I see what you're saying. For work reasons, right? For work reasons.
It hasn't aired yet. And Jay was like awesome, and I'm so excited, and I get to interview all of them, and it's like the best. I like Bananas, and Bananas and Wes are partnering this year. I think it's gonna be good.
Somebody was asking how often we wash our hair as well.
I wash my hair every single day. I cannot.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I know when people are like, oh, it's bad for you to wash your hair every day.
Yeah.
I understand that completely, but my hair like needs to be washed pretty much every day. I mean, like, yeah. I might skip it once on the weekend just to like maybe not, but certainly if I'm working or on air, I'm going to the office, I wash it every day.
That's good. Here's, this one is for you as well.
I feel like that one's for you, sweetie.
Andy,
not for me.
And Hold Brooks 3 says Andy or Anderson. Am I really going to answer that question?
I mean, we all know I'm going for Anderson.
Oh, are you?
Well, I mean, no, but I mean, Andy's like a dad, friend, mentor to me. So it's like Anderson and I are just like friends, you know?
Yeah. Listen, I will say, I think Andy's extremely attractive. Who doesn't? I mean, he's like, you know.
He's really thin right now.
I saw that. I was listening to his interview on Howard Stern.
He loves it. He's like, I'm so skinny. I love
that. You know, Andy's really, a very attractive guy. I also love Anderson's intellect. I'm very attracted to, like, intellect. So I'm going to say both of them for that one for me. How do you like that?
Okay.
Someone just asked me if I'm drinking apple juice.
Baby cakes makeup. I prefer sativa all the way.
What is that?
It's a strain of herb you don't need to know about, John.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
It's a little too adult for you.
I'm willing to have conversations about it. I just don't know what it means.
No, I...
Eli Belly says, any new ghost stories since moving back in? Guess what, y'all? Totally forgot I have something else to say today. So...
The TV turned on.
Okay, I'm not going to show it because it might be weird. But I'll just say this. I woke up yesterday and looked at my bed sheets and...
Where is this going, John?
Let me just say. Looked at my bed sheets. There is a very clear blood stain on my sheets that has, like, splatter on it. As if it...
There's a lot of things as a woman I could say right
now. I know.
I'm going to stop. I'm not going to ruin your story. I just wanted to let you know that I could say things.
I know you could say things, and I'm aware of that. Okay. I, however, am the only person that has slept in this bed for a very long time. And I have nothing going on with me that would require any kind of loss of blood. And Matt just said welcoming squirts, and it's just inappropriate.
Actually, he said welcome squirts,
that's right,
which is different. So.
So the thing about it is, it looks like it dropped from like 6 feet above my bed because there's like a little splatter with it. And it like,
and we're confident it's blood.
It's 100% blood because it definitely like, you know, like turn darker through the day. Like, what is going on at my house?
What's happening? What are you saying to me? We've been on this thing for 27 minutes and you're telling me about blood that dripped from your ceiling under your bed cried throughout the day?
I know. I may need to throw these out.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything because I was like, oh, gee whiz, there's those ghosts again. Like, I didn't know what else to do. I didn't know what else to
say. Literally, we're not allowed to, like, hook up with anyone that we're not living with right now or currently have been dating. And you're not even remotely concerned in Corona times about a random person's blood your bed.
I mean, I would assume it's mine, but, like, I checked and it's like... Yikes. Victoria Landry says, will you please shout out my fiance, Alan motherfucking Chesbro. He loves you guys, but is too shy to... Hopefully she survived whatever accident happened after she got cut off there.
Hey,
fiance, Alan
motherfucking Chesbro. And yeah. Drink to that because I curse. So, John, we haven't seen you drink to bourbon once. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, I've been drinking.
Alan motherfucking Chesbro.
Mary... You guys have hard names to say. Mir J. Awo says, DNA test that. I actually might do that because, yeah, what the fuck?
Dina Lee, 83 asks, would you either of you cut your own hair?
No. I would rather it grow out than mess it all up. Because if you mess it up, like, really badly, it's hard to come back from. And, like, you and I do so much stuff, like, on camera that, like, I can't be risking that.
I feel like it's easier for you to come back from it, though, because your hair's short.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Quicker. Yeah. But, like...
Stormcore said, Dan, your blood drops are here. That's ridiculous.
Okay, Rosie LaCatz asked, John, would you rather meet all five of the Spice Girls or go on a date with David Archuleta? She goes, this question is for you, John. Yeah. I think we all know that.
We know the answer for who it is and also the answer. I would like to be John Archuleta by the end of this year. Thank you.
Yep.
Matt said he would cut his fur. Again, disgusting.
He licks his fur, so we're good.
I'm trying to find someone. There are a lot of them in here. Oh, here's a good one.
I want to know the inappropriate ones.
I'll tell you after. Katie Pie 7 says, what's the one thing you miss about New York City? Well, you're there. Right.
I'm here, but yeah. I mean, okay, let me just really tell you, this moment, because this is why I love the city and this is why I don't get old of the city. And this will make you fall in love with New York if you haven't been. I had to go do a couple errands today for work and I was walking uptown and I was walking outside my apartment about 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., every New Yorker hangs outside of their apartment buildings and screams for the healthcare workers. And we were all screaming on the street and people brought down all their pots and pans and were hanging out the patios. And the whole New York City was just screaming for them. Mm. And it was such a feel-good moment. It reminded me that we're all in this together.
Yeah.
And, you know, just shout out to the healthcare workers, grocery store workers, delivery people, everyone there. Mm-hmm. I miss like getting to experience the city that I live in and I love in so much. But honestly, I just miss walking around and seeing people outside. Like,
yeah,
I walk and stuff, but it's like, I want to live among the people again. Like, that's why I live here. You know what I mean? I don't want to live remotely. That's why I don't live anywhere else.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I think as New Yorkers, we're so used to that conditioning of constantly being around people and like, even, you know, it's weird. It's like, even if you're not around your friends, at least in New York, you feel like you're around people. And like, I think not having the opposite feeling of like not being in New York myself and also not really seeing anybody at all during the days because I'm very, very like strict about social distancing. Mm-hmm. It does make me miss it in a way. But also just this time of year is a great time to be in New York because once it's coming out of winter and it's like the sun is shining and it's not hot and it's not cold.
Spring has sprung. It's like, it was just beautiful today and it was such a good moment and I love it here.
Yeah.
I even like being quarantined here.
You do like it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's just a random one that I like too. Krista too says, what's your favorite type of cake? Just a very straightforward cake question.
Cheesecake. But if I'm going to have like a dessert like that, like cake form,
Ooh, that's good. A typical cake my mom used to make just straight up out of the box with her own mix of stuff as well. Chocolate cake with peanut butter icing. It always is just so delicious.
That is Chocolate peanut butter is literally the best combination, like, in the world, I would say.
Darren, this one's for you, too. John, if you were a Pokemon, which one would you be?
Mm.
Darren, which one would you be?
I'd be Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff? Interesting.
Did I get one right? That's a Pokemon,
yeah, you did
right?
get one right. Good job.
Yeah, because I look exactly like Jigglypuff.
Do you?
Yeah, I have the same demeanor as a Jigglypuff.
I would be, you know what, if you guys really know Pokemon, I look like Makuhita right now, which is like a samurai fighting type Pokemon, because he has like a weird thing on top of his head. So I'd go with that. Excuse me, I have a compliment. Joey Zima 07. John, you are rocking that man bun. It's hot. Darren, you are always hot too.
Well, thank you. I could do my thing up in a fucking...
Oh, you should. Man, you could do that. Yeah.
I could. I wear my hair the same every
here's
day.
Here's the great thing about your hair, though. You have no hair that comes to the front of your face. You have.
Well, I used to have bangs, but I grew them
you
out.
You did? Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Back
That's the only thing that drives
Thanks,
me crazy.
Rosebud 429.
I can't take all the hair up in this part of my face. It drives me crazy. Christy says, what would y'all say is the weirdest request or comment?
Just going to rate that. Yeah.
Y'all have gotten, oops, it went away. Y'all have gotten during these lives.
Have you, any of the inappropriate ones, were those ranked up there for you?
I'll just say that there are some guys that are asking me some very interesting questions that I will not
Well, we know girls aren't asking me anything interesting, so let's get this part up. Let's talk about this.
Favorite color is the best second gift. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
I don't. What's the number one thing you miss about seeing Matt? Knowing I get to see John.
Yeah. Yeah, seeing Darren. Let's take that one off. Thanks.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Darren, it's 9:30. We've been doing this for about 30 minutes. Is there anything more we should talk about before we begin to wrap up?
What did I want to say, but I can't remember what I wanted to say.
To tune into Sunday's Tiger King episode?
Yes, well, that too. Oh, Unorthodox on Netflix is, really good. It's a four-part series. Yeah, I feel good. You know what? I'm almost done with my drink.
Yeah.
So I feel good about, you know.
Good.
Taking a few more if you want. Oh my God, my friend, our friend Darren Goldberg is in here, and he.
Oh, Darren.
Gotta love Darren Goldberg. He's my namesake, and I do a game show with him, and we're like the same size, same person, basically. He's better looking than me, but we're the same, and he's gay. So.
You're equally good looking. John, I saw recently that you used to do Bad Girls Club Recap. Could you survive in the house?
Oh my God, remember when he used to do Bad Girls Club Recap, John?
Do I remember? I think about it every day. I love the Bad Girls Club. I loved working on that show whenever Oxygen was a reality show. Yes, I think I would survive in the house because I would be everyone's friend because I don't want anyone to be mean to each other, number one. And there's good news. 2 seasons of the Bad Girls Club are available for streaming in the Oxygen app right now. So if you miss the Bad Girls Club, now is the time to go watch.
Dude, there's a lot of good shit on Oxygen, including some like Kim Kardashian stuff.
Oh my God, have you watched it? You need to watch it. I'm going to send it to you tonight. Yeah, it's Kim Kardashian West, The Justice Project. It finally aired this weekend. Darren, you will love it. I really think you should watch it.
Someone just wrote, Aubrey Scheibel, I hope I got that right, says, Darren, with a million exclamation points. But usually when people are saying that to me, it's because I did something wrong. So can you let me know if I did something wrong? Someone, Baby Cakes Makeup, said that they can totally see Darren on Bad Girls. John, can you see me on that?
You know what? In a weird way, yes. Because let me tell you why. Because you stand your ground. You would not let anybody walk all over you. You would pop off, but in a way that was respectful. So yeah, I could see you on that show.
Do they pop off in a way that's respectful?
They would pop off in ways that were both respectful and disrespectful. Sadly.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, oh, Aubrey, I made her a cameo. And John, I said that you loved her too, which is true.
I do love Aubrey.
No, you told me that.
That's Aubrey Scheibel, right? Yeah.
Scheibel, sorry. My friend Steph J. Crane says, marry me, Darren, and I love Steph J. Crane. So.
What can we do to get David Archuleta in here? To speaking of marriage,
like, listen, I'm bringing in talent. I'm bringing in Brian Hu. I'm bringing in Steph J. Crane, Joe Sasso.
Where are these people from? Like, how would people?
Who are you bringing in, John? Like, you got to be the one to do it. You got to be Mr. Archuleta.
You're right. Listen, I can only do so much. You know what I mean?
Can I see you finish your bourbon before we go?
I just finished my bourbon and I have a man bun. What's going on? It's crazy times.
I'm just like,
by the way, this is really, really good. Excuse me. I'm sorry for coughing into the phone. But
you bought that or that was
no.
your house?
This was given to me by my best friend, Johnny, for during his bachelor party. No, like bachelor gift for being in the wedding or whatever. And it's been sitting here for a long time because I just never thought to bring it back to New York for some reason. And
yeah.
I'm glad I did. By the way, it's 30% by volume alcohol, 60 proof. So.
Oh, shit.
And I haven't had dinner yet.
Oh, I forgot. Happy birthday to Kenzie Hoffman, who comes to our chats. I don't know if she's here right now.
Happy birthday.
I have to say happy birthday to her. It's definitely. and clearly Joey Zima 07, who just asked John Haunted House going, okay. You're late to the game because John found blood on his sheets. So I would say it's not going well.
Not just blood, but blood splatter.
Rewatch the live about 10 minutes ago and you'll find out what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's see if there are any last questions before
we
wrap up.
I have one last question for you, though, John, before you get to it.
Yeah.
The silly band on your head, what's the shape? Like, what?
I don't know. That's a good question because I just found a whole thing of them like in one of my little drawers. Because oh, wait, here's something. This is either like a rock star or I don't know what that middle thing is.
That's definitely giving me something.
Karen
5109 says they look like Rashida Jones. Oh, that's cute.
You know me. I love a dinosaur. You do kind of look like Rashida Jones.
Thank you. She's pretty. I hope I do.
T-Rex. No, wait a minute. Was this then?
Yeah, you have like boy ones.
Well, why would T-Rex be in with this guy that's like clearly doing something?
Clearly that'll get into your naughty silly band file.
This one looks like...
I think it's upside down. There you go, there you go.
Mr. Potato Head. Oh, because I had Toy Story ones.
Oh.
Why do I have them when I'm 30? We'll talk about it later.
You're 34.
Right, my mid-30s.
Yeah, you're 34. It's cool.
Hold on. One more. Oh, this one's another dinosaur. Isn't it sad that everything...
You go through it.
Okay, go ahead. It's all mixed up. It doesn't matter. John, do you know the history of your haunted house? I do. I'll save it for another time, but long story short, I know the people that built the house and, well, not the people that built it, but the family that built the house like years and years ago. That's why I feel really okay about it because, I was in a good place with them, I guess you could say. I'll explain it another time. But I do feel like they are happy that I'm here. Let's just put it that way.
Lexi D1330, what are Heelys?
Are they the things that, like, you, like, glide around on? What is going on with my voice? Hold on 1 second.
I don't know. She's like, it's okay, I'm 35 and I have Heelys. No disrespect, I have Peds, but, like, I just want to know what Heelys are.
Here's a good one from Karen. Dream place you really want to visit that you haven't yet. We were supposed to go to my home country, and then I'm... Costa Rica, and then Rona ruined it. What's a country? Because you've gone a lot of places.
I have. I would really love to go to Japan. That is my number one right now.
Japan's a good one. I really wanted to go to the Japanese Olympics. I didn't know how to say that for some reason. I think it was the bourbon.
Tokyo. Isn't it July 21 now, 2021?
It is, yeah, 2021, okay. Yeah. So delayed 1 year.
Matt's finally leaving so we can actually get this thing going.
Finally.
Oh, Heelys are shoes with wheels.
That's what I thought. Yeah, like the things where you like glide around on.
You're good. Okay, I've got one last sip and then I'm done.
Okay, we'll do one last question and let's see.
You pick them, John.
I'm just trying to find ones that aren't gross.
Oh, Steph, I'll go to Japan with you anytime, baby.
Oh, here's a kind of... this will be our second to last one.
Oh,
I
this
know.
Is my friend, Joe.
Oh, it is?
Idiot. Yes. I don't even know if this is real.
Should I take
this off?
I don't
want to make fun of her because maybe this happened.
Okay.
Any advice on being rejected by her crush?
Any advice, Dan?
you know, I mean, I would say
It's not the end of the
warn
world.
It. It's not the end of the world. Yeah. They don't understand. They don't understand what you bring to them, and allow yourself to be hurt by it, because rejection is never fun for anybody. But at the same time, never blame them for not reciprocating their feelings. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, don't be spiteful. Don't think that they owe it to you, but take it in stride, and I'm sure you'll get over it soon. It sucks. No one wants to be rejected, but you know, weed helps too.
All right, here's one good one we can end on. What is your favorite movie snack? Because we're all probably watching a million movies right now. I'll tell you what mine is. I have gotten on this weird kick where every time I'm watching a movie, which isn't often, to be honest, I don't know why. I just don't
watch
movies.
Well, we all know in your unpopular opinions, you don't like movies.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Let's not forget that fun fact about
you. But like, if I'm sitting here watching Tiger King for several hours in a row because it's part of my job, which has happened today, it's usually Hint of Lime tortilla chips with salsa. Chips and salsa are just good for me.
I love a chips and salsa snack. Absolutely.
What was your face? You're like,
well, I thought you were just going to be like Hint of Lime tortilla chips. I'm like, are you the worst person I've ever met in my whole life?
Oh my God. What's yours?
Mine is probably just good old fashioned popcorn.
Popcorn? Love, very good.
Need something that's going to last. Although I'm a major nosher during movies. Yeah. So it's not really like I'm snacking just on one thing.
Yeah.
I love Cheez-Its. I love something sweet. I love fruit leather.
Fruit leather?
Yeah, shoe leather, fruit leather. Yeah.
I've never heard. What is that? Like fruit by the foot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Like licorice. Flat.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. Missy, that must be a Jersey thing. Missy B. Mayberry says, is there a movie that you, where did it go? A movie that you're looking forward to seeing? I'm really sad, Darren, because you know I love my Marvel movies. And they all got pushed.
I mean, so everyone who listens to this podcast know I do too.
That's true.
You love a Marvel movie. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Black Widow, which was supposed to premiere at the beginning of May, got pushed back to November.
Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson. So I was bummed about that. That was a big one. The Eternals, which I was looking forward to in November, pushed back to February. So, yeah.
Who is the toughest? Like, okay. Apocalypse, end of the world, everyone's coming for you, right?
Okay.
You need to have one person.
David Archuleta.
By your side in the Marvel universe.
Uh-huh. David is in the Marvel universe, but keep going, yeah.
As a superhero, who are you picking?
That's a really good question, actually. I would probably go with... do you mean like... in the comics or just what we've seen in the movies so far?
I need a visual of what we've seen in the movies so I know how to make fun of you.
I would go with Captain Marvel because she's just fucking badass. And she's
who,
like,
plays her?
Brie Larson.
Oh, Brie Larson's hot. Okay, Brie Larson. I'd have Brie Larson.
And it's all about the look.
Well, if I'm going to be with one person the rest of my life who's defending me, I
want
to look.
Listen, I want somebody who can kick everyone's ass, and Captain Marvel can do that. So I would go with Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, and I'm glad you chose a woman.
Yeah, of course. Women are the ones who kick the most ass.
I have absolutely no idea. Wonder Woman? Is she in the Marvel Universe? Oh, yeah.
No, she's in DC, but she's good one.
Okay. Okay.
Gal Gadot.
Take Gal Gadot.
Could
Wonder
change...
Woman and I know Wonder Woman I want.
Gal Gadot could change things. I'm just going to say that.
Uh-huh.
That's how pretty and beautiful and amazing she seems.
Yeah. I thought I could change things.
Although, did you see the Imagine video where they were singing?
I couldn't. It's like no. Great for people.
Can
like,
I tell I you?
Like, you know what? You need the lift up. Go totally watch that for me. I'm set.
I was watching challenge. It. Don't tell Andy this. Not that you would, but the whole time I was like, oh my God, please don't tell me Andy is in this video.
No, could you imagine him singing that?
No, I mean, Andy's such a what's the word? Like, he's always, like, present with what's going on in the world, and I just thought,
he's
like...
He's current, but he knows his limitations.
No, I know. And by the end of it, I was like, oh, he would never do that. Good for him.
S.Z. Wolin said, I want to say, hi, Abby, the dog. Of course, hi, dogs Abby. Men are more than humans. Yeah, I mean that genuinely. Yeah. And because she's scared of the little storms.
Aww. Yeah, it rained all day here. I was surprised to hear you say it was nice and sunny there because it was, like, stormy and gross.
Oh, yeah, it was, like, beautiful here today. It was, like, warm. It was, like, 68.
Nice. It was nice here yesterday. That's good.
It was really lovely.
How are your pets? Everyone wants to check in on the pets with you.
Julius is back, my dog, back to his normal self. He ate 5 times yesterday.
Good for him.
Because he just wants to go on walks with me, and I'm okay to oblige.
Yeah.
But I don't see them during the week because I'm at my own apartment, not Carson, so I miss them.
Do you, whenever you walk him, do you go on like long walks, or are you just kind of like around the block type of person?
It depends. It used to be, it's funny because it used to be kind of this routine of where we'd go because there's a lot of people out, you know, and sometimes it's really busy and he gets scared. But now no one's on the street. He's feeling really good after his surgery. So we go on like 45-minute walk to get.
That's good. It'd
normally be like 10 minutes. And I just let him go. I mean, if he wants to keep walking, I let him, I let him walk me.
That's right. You might need walk
I'm
more
like,
than he does.
Can I poop now? And he's like, yes. And he picks it up too. He's
that's funny.
Boy.
Oh wow, he comes. He has his own little baggies and everything.
He's got. He's a big boy.
Oh, he's a big.
I use my animal voice, so everyone take a drink.
That's true. That's one of them. That is take a swig. If Darren uses her
that
baby
is a
voice,
that's take a big swig. A big swig.
Well, Darren, this has been fun. I absolutely love doing this with you and our fans every single week.
Me too.
AC4662 says Darren also has beautiful eyes.
Oh.
Y'all are thirsty as hell in our chat room, by the way. Like, what is going on? Y'all are quarantined up.
Well, I'm not going to complain.
No,
about
I'm not
someone
complaining.
Saying I have nice eyes.
John. Listen, let me screenshot these questions that are in this, like, little thing.
Yeah,
for
you're
you.
Going to need it for your spank bank later, dude.
Spank bank. All right, guys. Thank you so much for chiming in and talking
to us. We love you,
us.
John.
We love
let me know,
y'all.
Let me know the inappropriate questions to you. And you owe me, and you know why.
Why?
For a picture of your hair with your hair down. I want a picture.
But, like, are you going to post it or, like, bring it
out
in the live
show? I'm not
going to
post it. I promise you I'll never post it, but text me after. You can trust
but
me.
I feel
I
like you're
going
to send it to Matt, and then he's going to show it in a live show.
I will not send it to Matt, I promise. If I send it to Matt, you can. I promise you will never have to trust me ever again.
All right. In that case, I love you. Have a great night, Darren. And I
love
all.
Guys.
We love all you guys in our chat, and we'll see you next week for our next one.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.